You know, I think in the second half, specifically coming out, I thought Julio got us going, kind of sparked us on that first drive of the second half. Not sure how many catches he had on that drive and in the second half in general, but his play really kind of got us going. And, you know, I thought our offensive line did a great job the entire night, going against a really good front seven, really good defense. You know, credit to those guys up front. They played really well. Yeah, I mean, it feels good. I mean, we had some opportunities early to come away with more points than we did. And so from that standpoint, it's a little bit disappointing. You need to capitalize, especially when the defense gives you a short field opportunity. I think we had two of those tonight. Came away with field goals, I think, both times, which is, you know, we've got to be better than that offensively. But, you know, I thought we responded really well in the second half and got it going and made some plays. Well, I think he's fitting in pretty good. you know, he's done a great job for us. You know, obviously, he's made some really big catches. But also, he's a versatile guy, and we could use him on the sweep today, which was nice. And he's just another piece of the puzzle, which is a good thing. I think, you know, for us to be at our best, you know, we'd have to get a lot of guys' touches, and we've done that pretty well so far. Well, you know, I think our young guys specifically, you know, stepping up. I mean, Jacob Tammy goes down, and we have, you know, Levine Toilolo up. We have Austin Hooper up and Josh Perkins up. And, you know, our tight ends come up and make two touchdown, you know, huge touchdown catches for us. So, you know, I think at different times we've had a lot of different people step up. Tonight I thought our tight end play was really good, both in the run game and the pass game. But, like, Teron Ward is another guy who has kind of come in. I think that's been the coolest thing to see is that, you know, regardless of who we've asked to do certain things, guys have stepped in and done a good job with their role. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the first game of the year, you know, they played a little bit better than we did that day. I felt like we have continued to improve from that time of the year. So for me, that's like the best thing from a confidence standpoint is that we continue to get better week in and week out. In terms of in division, you know, always you want to take care of business in division, and especially on the road. So that was important tonight.
Talk about spiking the ball on that touchdown.
That's kind of a little thing our running backs have gotten into when they score touchdowns, they give it to the offensive line to spike. And I guess Pat confused me with an offensive lineman. So so I couldn't let him down, you know, leave him hanging and, you know, try to give my best spike attempt.
When Julio, he caught four straight passes for first downs on that one drive. How does that happen where it got where you just go to the same guy after he didn't do much before that?
Well, you know, the play calls we had and the coverage, you know, called for us to go to that spot. And, you know, that's how it happens. I mean, you just trust that he's going to make plays versus the coverage, and I'm trying to read it as best I can. That's the thing about our offense right now is that, you know, everybody's patient. Everybody understands that at different times the ball is going to come their way. And when it does, you know, make the best of that opportunity.